Okay, y'all, I'm just going to hit record because I've been thinking about this topic for over a week, if not longer than that. It's even about quotes that are like from a year ago, and I don't know how I never heard about them. These are from Megan Rapinoe. She was interviewed by Time Magazine on the subject of transgender participation in sports. And so I strictly want to talk about what she said. We're not going to get into the argument of transgender participation in sports. We're just going to talk about like the entitlement and the quotes, and like, this is the people we're listening to on this topic. Man, it just reeks of pride and I don't know, y'all. Anyways, I have not wanted to talk about this because I don't want to be angry about it. I don't want to have the wrong intention. I certainly don't want to come at anyone personally. But this has stayed on my heart. These quotes, I think, are really damaging. And I'm really irritated that I never really heard about this in the news or from anyone. I don't watch a lot of news, but I never really heard about it even on social media. Like, why aren't we enraged by what this interview says? So let's just start. And I want you guys to know I'm not taking anything out of context. So I'll link this interview with Time Magazine. It's from June 20th, 2022. And she's since gone on to say similar things. So like, it's not like viewpoint has changed. And okay, so the first point I want to start at is Megan Rapinoe is, I don't really know much about her. I think she's an amazing soccer player. And I used to watch her in the Olympics and like the World Cup. But she's a professional Olympic soccer player. I don't know if she's retired or not. But anyways, she's going to start off by talking about that level of play. And she says, at the highest level, there is regulation. In collegiate sports, there is regulation. And at the Olympic and professional level, it's not like it's a free-for-all where everyone's just doing whatever. So here this is telling me that, okay, where I play, it's regulated. So like, I'm not worried about it. In college, it's regulated, which it's not. I mean, we've clearly seen that recently. And at the Olympic and professional level, it's not, because we've seen that recently too. So number one, I think this is not a very spot on statement. And number two, like, we're not talking about the level she plays at. We're going to go on to talk about lower levels and what she calls grassroots levels. She's saying that the focus right now should be on encouraging access, participation, and inclusion at the grassroots level. I'm going to assume that to mean the youth level. So she's like, forget about where I play. Like, that's fine. Like, but that's regulated and we're good. But let's talk about the grassroots level. Here's where I got real irritated as both a former player collegiately. Some would say for volleyball, like oftentimes D1 volleyball is the highest level besides the Olympic level. And then also of two girls who play sports. She says, I would encourage everyone out there who is afraid someone's going to have an unfair advantage over their kid to really take a step back and think what we are actually talking about here. We're talking about people's lives. I'm sorry, your kid's high school volleyball team just isn't that important. It's not more important than anyone's kid's life. The first thing I will start off by saying, Megan Rapinoe, is oftentimes high school sports, middle school sports, youth sports save lives. 1,000,000% they save lives. That's one of the reasons I coach. Because kids are looking for community, they're looking for purpose, they're looking for discipline, whether they know it or not. And where do they find it? Youth sports. Oh my gosh, this is where I get so angry. To write off youth sports like it means nothing is telling the girls that play girls' youth sports, high school sports, somehow volleyball was the one mentioned, but no matter what high school girl sport it is, that it doesn't matter. Okay, I would like for all the girls and all the moms and the dads of girls that play high school sports, why are we not shouting that this is awful? That their sports don't matter? Give me a break. If their sports don't matter, then can you imagine, Megan Rapinoe, when you were in high school playing soccer, if someone said, it doesn't matter. It's not really like, we're not treating it as if it's life, but we're treating it as if it's important. Sports get people scholarships who maybe wouldn't have gone to college to begin with. Sports save people's lives because they have a community to connect with. Every time I have, I don't want to cut a kid because I know that this could be their one chance for community and support and to learn and grow. Sports are vastly important, especially youth sports. I would argue they're more important than any professional sport. 1,000 times. Because hopefully when you are a professional, you've matured, you've learned, you've grown through the sports you played when you were younger. That really makes me mad. And it reeks of entitlement that because I'm a professional athlete and I've played in Olympics, y'all don't matter. Like, it's not really that big of a deal. Come on. I felt like it needed to be talked about. I don't know how we weren't more upset by this quote, and not upset at Megan, but just like upset at this way of thinking. Youth sports and mental health are intertwined in a positive way, especially if you have good coaches who are there for more than just the sports, myself included. Most coaches I know and talk to and who are my mentors are not there because of the sport. They're not there because of volleyball or soccer or basketball. They are there because they are there to build character. They are there to save lives. They are there to help kids have an outlet to participate, to grow, maybe an outlet to get to college. So this to me is awful. And to hear someone that so many people look up to in the professional level say that, hey, girls, all that Title IX stuff we worked so hard for so that you could compete in high school sports and college sports on an equal level as boys and men, it doesn't matter anyways. Like, that was all sort of stupid. Like, it's not really that big of a deal. It's not life or death. Sometimes it is. I would argue that a lot of times it is. Every major lesson that I learned in high school and in college and as a kid, the way that I express myself as a woman who loved to compete, who loves sports, was through youth sports. It was very important. Without them, I don't know where I would be. So that's how I feel about that. Again, it's not a personal attack. It's about the quote. And I think it needs to be talked about. I think it needs to be apologized for. I think it needs to be clarified. And that is how I feel about that. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening to me. I'm very passionate about this as a woman in sports, having girls in sports. I never want to put anyone else down, but I do want to stand up for girls in sports because I know and have fully lived the importance of them. Cool. See you later. Bye.